next kina, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, continues the series of kinas by Rabbi Elazar Kalir. The 12 stanzas of the kina follow the aleph base pattern, again, as we've seen in Megillas Eicha and we've seen in previous kinas by the Kalir. And again, we continue to see some of the common themes, we continue to see some of the common format, the weaving together of the kinos in the series, the alternating themes within the kina in terms of a pained expression of that which is incomprehensible, with pointed messages and lessons that we can understand and can acknowledge and take away. Each stanza of this kina begins with L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, recognizing that all Hashem does is just, followed by an illustrative example from our history. And then the second half of each stanza is V'lanu Bosha Sapanim, accepting our responsibility with shame, again followed by a parallel example of something that we have done wrong. This kina and the one before it and the one after it can be seen as one unit, this being the pivotal kina in the set of three. The set of these three kinas together emphasize one of the key themes and the dynamics within the kinas, and it mirrors Daniel's tefillah in the ninth parak, in the ninth parak of Sefer Daniel, where this pasuk is taken from L'cha Hashem Atzdaka. In the beginning of the tefillah, Daniel says, "Bishna achas l'malcho, ani Daniel binosi basfori mispar shanim asha yadvar Hashem el Yirmiyah anavi l'malos l'charvos Yerushalayim shivim shana." Daniel finds himself in Gullus, and he's contemplating the Churban, he's contemplating his own state of Gullus, and he himself is looking in Yirmiyahu, he's sitting in Gullus, contemplating the Geula. And he says, V'adnat panay al Hashem Elokim levakesh tefilah v'sachanunim b'tzom v'sakbo efer. He's sitting in Avelus, and he himself is beginning to think about these things. And he says, Chatanu v'avinu hirshanu maradnu v'sorbim v'sosechu mishpatecha v'lo shamanu l'avadecha anavim asher dibru b'shimcha el malachinu sarenu v'avosenu. He talks about all the things that we have done and we continue to do wrong, the fact that we are still in Gullus. And then he follows next with the pasuk L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka v'lanu boshas hapanim. So that's where this pasuk is taken from, and that's the last line in the previous kina as well. The formulation of Daniel's tefillah and the words of the tefillah later on in this parak, we use a lot of his language in our tefillahs in Tachnun and the tefillahs for Yom Na'arayim, and we recognize a lot of these words. As has been mentioned before, Rav Soloveitchik noted that on Tisha B'Av, we uniquely pose and repeat with bewilderment the question of Eicha, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of his love and commitment to us, could have allowed and caused for such destruction and pain. This questioning has been a focus for the day so far, and it's repeated 11 times in the previous kina. We keep dwelling in despair on our seeming abandonment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are questions that we can never answer. Indeed, aside from Tisha B'Av and aside from the precedent set by Yirmiyahu and Megillas Eicha, there are questions we're barely allowed to ask. Our kina picks up on the past kina and picks up on the starting point of Daniel's tefillah as he approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand his galus and his petition for Geula. And our kina responds 12 times to the question with the expression of Tzidek HaDin. We acknowledge the justice and the righteousness in all that we experience, and we understand that the bad which has come upon us results directly from our actions. In fact, we even see and acknowledge that we deserve punishment for the sin itself of not acknowledging blame and for not taking responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tzaddik, he's justified in treating us exactly as we deserve, and the question of Eicha has a very simple and clear answer, albeit one that's difficult often for us to acknowledge. And Daniel, in his tefillah, really is seeking tshuva. And he starts this process of tshuva in his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an expression of busha, of shame. And that's what we're doing in this as well. The final lines of the kina go beyond accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done as just, and even seeing a certain midah of chesed and rachmanis in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Not only do we acknowledge that it was righteous and just for the Bate Migdash to be destroyed, but there was even a Midas HaChesed, that we still exist, that we're still here. We see something hopeful and that we have the opportunity to return, and that we have the confidence that we can return. There's a love and there's a kindness that we can appreciate once we begin to accept responsibility, and once we see the Yad Hashem and all that has transpired. The same love and the kindness that we expressed earlier as having been missing, that we couldn't understand and contemplate being missing, we now appreciate moving forward. The next kina, Hatelukai Aznacha, continues this process, again, as expressed in the Tefillah of Daniel later on in the ninth parak. Hatelukai Aznacha Shema, Pekachai Necho Re'ei Shom, Mosein Ve'er, Shem Yikra Shem Cha Aleha, Ki Lo Atzikosenu Anachna Ma'afidim, Tachanu Nilu Fanecha, Ki Arecha Mecha Arabim. Once we acknowledge and accept our responsibility for what we've endured, so then we yearn to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reestablish our relationship with Him, and to earn His Rachmanis, beginning with our request that He listen to our cries and recognize our desperate situation. Moving forward, we'll continue our kinos and we'll continue to bemoan the horrors that we've endured. But this series of kinos frame our desperate cries now, not as confusion and disappointment, but rather as part of a humble and hopeful tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of appreciation and of tshuva.